Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Everybody in a good mood. I was in a very, very grumpy mood. I had to yell at the kids. Older one was a good boy, but the younger one was not a good boy. Younger one gave me some attitude. Younger one mouthed back at me. Younger one yelled at me. Gosh, Mom! Oh, my gosh. No, I didn't. I grew up being smacked and belted and shoes thrown at you and stuff like that. So, no, all I did with my kid is say, I'm going to take away your computer. I'm going to take away this. He's like, fine. Oh, my gosh, he needs a butt whipping. But I didn't do that. All I did was yell at him, and I gave him the mommy look, and I tried to make him feel guilty. I really need some help in that. I don't think I disciplined my kids to the degree that I think they really need it. The older boy is okay. The older boy, I could get away with, what? You know, when he backtalks and he looks at me and then he goes, what? And I go, you just backtalked. I didn't mean to. Well, say you're sorry. Sorry. And I'm good. I mean, you know. Problem is my kids talk to me like daddy talks to me. So, what do I expect? You know, so daddy backtalks to me. And I'm like, What? You just backtalked. So? Well, I guess nothing. So, you know what? I am going to work on becoming mean mama. I think that's what I need to do because I am losing complete control in my house. I told you guys I ate one of the cat's pee yesterday or the other day, eating M&Ms that he peed on. I have absolutely no control. Yesterday, my kid wanted to go bike riding at 8 o'clock at night. So he goes out with daddy. Of course, I have no say. So they're out there, right? And I'm like, okay, good. Okay, I could control the household now because I only have the other kid, the good kid. Okay, so I'm like, this is good. No, well, it's not good. Okay, the cats wanted to go outside, right? And they snuck outside. I'm like, wait a second here, wait a second. One got on the roof. I'm like, hold on. And then the dog dug underneath the fence, started to run around outside. I'm the only person in the neighborhood yelling and screaming at either the kids or the animals, and I'm not getting anywhere. So I got to figure out how to quietly, non-confrontationally control the inhabitants of my house, and I'm not sure how to do that. So if you guys could give me any advice, how to control the cats and the dogs and the kids and the husband, please, I'm all ears. Now, what are we going to talk about today? Opioid painkillers now are being used in some real dangerous combinations. So we need to talk about that and find out why you may think you are in the clear and you're not. We're also going to talk about how Tramadol, it's a painkiller that a lot of you guys take that you think is safer than a lot of other narcotics because it's not a narcotic, it's an opiate agonist. We found that Tramadol could link to very dangerously low blood sugar. We also found that the BPA coating in a lot of the cans and plastic bottles can also raise blood pressure. And now people are concerned, well, what about malaria? If we've been putting all our resources to Ebola, are we going to now see more malaria deaths? So as you can see, we've got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have any of you guys considered the feeding tube diet? Apparently there's a study out saying the feeding tube diet, known as the KE diet, could be the answer for patients suffering from type 2 diabetes. It's called the ketogenic enteral nutritional diet, K for ketogenic, E for enteral, where basically you get a feeding tube. And the feeding tube goes up through the nose, okay, and then down the esophagus into your stomach, and there's an electric pump, okay? And a nutritional solution is administered through the tube 24 hours a day. You basically intake about 800 calories during that time. You're not allowed to eat anything, but you can't drink water, tea, or black coffee. The process lasts a number of days under doctor's supervision, according to Dr. Spencer Berry, from medical weight loss specialist in Fargo, North Dakota. Oh, one of my first affiliates was in Fargo. Love Fargo. Told Fox News that the diet safely produces dramatic weight loss in a very short period of time. They probably got the idea, for those of you that were ever in the hospital that had to get NG tubes or TPN, you lose a crap load of weight in the hospital because, A, you're eating hospital food, or B, you're just getting that sort of nutrition. Now, the KE diet only gives you proteins, fats, micronutrients, no carbohydrates, and no sugars. So what ends up happening is with no carbs, you go into nutritional ketosis. And then then you end up burning your own fat because you lose some of the other energy supplies. Now, Dr. Berry conducted a study on 17 patients who had type 2 diabetes or were in a pre-diabetic state to see if this could work. Of course, we know that weight loss is one of the best ways to increase insulin sensitivity. Remember I talked to you about the weight against the door type of analogy? I'll review it later. So if you could lose the weight, you could hopefully increase your insulin sensitivity. If your insulin works better, it gets the sugar from that bloodstream or hallway into the cell or into the room, and it can be kind of like a nice cycle, nice snowball effect in terms of healing you from diabetes. So he put people on the diet for 10 full days. By the end of the trial, patients lost between 6 and 6.5% of their body weight. And all their patients had improved blood sugar control and were able to stop their diabetic medications. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second. Okay, well, how long can you do that for? If you only do it 10 days, don't you gain the weight back? Well, they're hoping that people won't go back to their old ways. It may be a nice way to kickstart them, start the rapid weight loss. Maybe psychologically people will say, you know what, I can do this. All right, I'm going to stick to the diet. Some people may say, you know what, just keep me on a feeding tube. I don't know if I am, I don't know if I'm completely sold on something like this, but sometimes we need to just drastically start decreasing people's weight. My worry is you're going to start gaining it back immediately once you eat because your metabolism is down. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I got an email a long time ago asking how did they lose weight in the olden days? You know, did they really jaw wire people's mouths shut, you know, et cetera. You know, I like to study old medical history, okay? And I've talked about Lord Byron before. Lord Byron, very, very, very interesting. There, you know, let's spend just a couple minutes on some old type of diets that they used to do in the olden days. Now, remember, there was a lot of, snake oil products and things like that. But, you know, the idea that women wanted to be plump and that women wanted to be obese and that was a sign of beauty is a little bit false. Okay? Women did not want to be overly obese. They didn't want to look like a stick like we do now. But women were concerned about their weight. Now, Lord Byron, he lived from late 1700s to 1824. He was very well known as being one of the, let's say, I don't know, celebrity dieters or something like that. I don't know how you would, you know, how you would call him. And from what we understand, he was very, very obsessed with his weight. Okay, I think he weighed about maybe 100, I don't know, 70, 80 pounds himself. And he was very, very concerned about his weight. And he had claimed that he would drink just a cup of green tea for dinner. He had brought up how obesity could lead to health problems, etc. And he came up with a cleanse that he did and would suggest where you would drink vinegar daily and eat potatoes soaked in vinegar. Even though you could vomit or have diarrhea, etc., it would keep weight down. They say he would also, like food. He would more have a bulimic type of, personality where he would overindulge and overeat. But then unfortunately he would punish himself by either purging with laxatives or try to, crash diet. So apple cider vinegar was a very, very common use for weight loss back in the Victorian era. I guess he would use 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar into some water, drink it a half hour before each meal, and this was a weight loss trick, okay? Not a lot of carbs, and of course the boiled potatoes that were saturated in vinegar. So that was something that was a very, very common use by many women for probably hundreds of years. Still, a lot of you guys go to the apple cider vinegar. What else? Let me see. I think during the, I'm looking this up here from BBC News. I guess Horace Fletcher, this was at the turn of the 20th century, he suggested chewing your food a lot. All right, and he said if you were going to eat a shallot, you need to chew it 700 times. Henry James, Franz Kafka, etc., these were celebrities who would actually do this and chew multiple times your food. There was also a, I believe, a diet where you had to chew every single piece of food at least 33 times. And the thought, this was a study that came out a couple of years ago also, the more you chew, the slower you eat, the more hungry you feel. Now, also keep in mind, in the olden days too, you didn't scarf down a big plate of food. Did you guys see the movie Fury with Brad Pitt? Right, they go into this lady's house and her, I don't know, cousin or niece or whatever, and she makes some breakfast. So you're thinking, okay, so we're going to see ham and eggs and bacon and sausage and potatoes and some orange juice and maybe a bagel on the side, maybe an English muffin and some pancakes. Well, no. Okay, there was like an egg. I mean, maybe she had a little bit of potato or something like that. And you see them really dig into one egg. And they're like, eat your breakfast. And they're talking and somebody's being a jerk at the table and they're going back and forth and they're eating the egg. And you're like, that's it? That's their breakfast? One egg? You know, we eat one egg in a forkful. Well, you weren't supposed to, in the olden days, scarf down food that quickly. I mean, I can understand if you were hungry. But you would eat it. And especially being ladylike, I would have never survived back then. Because you were supposed to sit up straight. You were supposed to wear your corsets or whatever. You were supposed to look all pretty. And you were supposed to eat little tiny bits. And you were supposed to wipe your mouth. You know you were supposed to wipe your mouth when you eat. Right? With like a kerchief. You were not, no blowing your nose at the table. That's my problem. When I eat, my nose starts to run. So I blow my nose on whatever cloth and napkin is nearby. All right. Anyway, there was also a diet where you would chew and then you would spit the food out. So you would get the taste of the food, and then you would spit it out. In the early 1900s, the tapeworm diet started to be advertised. Opera singer Maria Callas was reported to have eaten the parasites to try to lose weight. All right, dieters would swallow beef tapeworm cysts. They could also come in pill form. The tapeworms would grow, reach maturity in the intestine, absorb food, you'd start to lose weight because they're the ones that are taking in the nutrients. You would have diarrhea. You would vomit, so you would lose weight. It was called the tapeworm diet. Wasn't there a mom who just got in trouble for feeding her kid tapeworms? I don't know. Anyway, unfortunately, some of these tapeworms could grow up to 30 feet. They could also cause headaches, eye problems, meningitis, epilepsy, and dementia because they would just eat right through your intestine and go up to the brain. But by the 19th century, dieting became a big cultural goal, and there was a lot of advertising and a lot of products and dietary products like these pills, etc. Arsenic. Okay, people would take arsenic. They would put arsenic in pills, extremely, extremely dangerous, but they would use that because it was advertised as something that you could do to lose weight. Of course, you're poisoning yourself. We already talked about the vinegar, rubber. We've talked about vulcanized rubber. I did so on Pawn Stars. And in the mid-1800s, Charles Goodyear, right, figured out how to improve rubber beyond its natural state, vulcanized rubber. Very, very big in the Industrial Revolution, mass production. Now you could use rubber for a lot of these syringes. My Civil War syringe that was used to treat Civil War syphilis was made of vulcanized rubber. But they also started to use rubber in knickers and corsets and things like that. So underwear had rubber. But how that would make you lose weight is not only would it suck stuff in, but if you wore rubber, you would sweat. So people would be sweating underneath their clothes. You would then obviously lose weight, increasing metabolism, etc. Now, this was not probably the cleanest way. There was a lot of bacterial infections from this. People stunk, and by World War I, they needed rubber for the war effort, so people stopped using rubber in their underwear. All right. So those are some of some of the historical fad diets from a long time ago. And, you know, you look at that and you're like, you know, why? But, you know, if you look at pictures, just get that out of your head, how you needed to be obese to look good. Now, mind you, all right, we wouldn't, back in the olden days, work out like we do now. So women were not supposed to, if you were of a higher income bracket, you were not supposed to be working out in the field, etc. You had people that did that. So you had more tendency to gain weight than farm workers, slaves, etc. They would tend to be more thin. So if you were thin, it would, sometimes people would want to bulk up or beef up or look a little bit more full so that it didn't look like they were of a lower income stature or social stature. So then you had the historical accounts of people trying to gain weight or look fatter. And those were other types of issues. We'll talk about that another time. But pretty, pretty cool stuff. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Scientists are saying that we could use Prozac to treat PMS. Because many doses of Prozac, the antidepressant, could ease premenstrual syndrome. Now, we've already been using Prozac for years for that, so I don't know why they think this is earth-shattering news. But Prozac helps increase your serotonin. And for some of us that suffer from premenstrual syndrome, we get mood swings. And when we get mood swings, we get bloating, we have trouble sleeping, etc. Well, we're finding that these medications, Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro, these medicines with serotonin, seem to help us, A, sleep, B, with our bowels, etc. So you're going to see some news talking about how we could use Prozac for PMS. Don't everybody run to the store. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the average patient comes to see Dr. Dahlia, right? And what do they ask for? Well, if they're sick, the average patient will usually ask for a Z-Pak. That's probably the number one antibiotic asked for. But that's not my most common patient. The average patient that comes in to me wants three things. They want a painkiller, Lortab, Vicodin, Norco, Percocet, whatever. They want a muscle relaxant, Flexeril, Roboxin, Soma, okay? And they want an anti-anxiety, Valium, Xanax, etc. That is my typical patient. Do you want to get your cholesterol checked? No, doctor, that's all I want. Are you interested in your thyroid status or, you know, maybe get some colon cancer screening or nope, thank you. That's all I need. Just my Xanax, just my Soma, just my Lortab. Apparently one in three This is being reported by CBS News. People taking prescription painkillers were also on some type of anti-anxiety or muscle relaxant prescription. Now, how many of you know if you listen to my show, but for those people that don't listen to my show, how many of them know that that is a very dangerous combination? Apparently, Express Scripts has given us a report. It's called A Nation in Pain. It was produced by Express Scripts, which is a mail-order pharmaceutical company. It fills billions of prescriptions each year. A lot of my patients use it. The company says the data is based on an analysis of 36 million pharmacy claims from 6.8 million insured Americans who received at least one pain pill prescription between 2009 and 2013. None of my prescriptions were used in this because I do not allow my patients to send narcotics to mail order because I never give them enough for mail order. I only give them enough to go to a local pharmacy. So the combination of opioid painkillers, anti-anxiety drugs is possibly deadly. Why? Because both of them can cause sedation and can suppress your respiratory system. The report found that among patients using long-term painkillers, 30% also had benzodiazepines. Now, benzodiazepines are short-term, short-acting anti-anxiety for like Xanax, Ativan, Lorazepam. Well, the short-acting ones are your alprazolam, your Xanax, or your Ativan, Lorazepam. 30% of patients who took painkillers also had a prescription for muscle relaxants. Approximately 8% of patients were taking all three medications at the same time, possibly in the same handful. They say, additionally, the report found that many patients were taking multiple short-acting painkillers at the same time as long-acting painkillers. Nearly 28% of longer-term painkiller users were taking two or more short-acting pain pills at the same time. 60% of people by 2013 were using opiate pain medications with other hazardous medications. They say the greatest number occurred in Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, and Arkansas. Probably if they have higher levels of obesity, people with obesity have more back issues, arthritis issues, etc. Now, they did find that we doctors are doing a better job writing less painkillers. They said the number of people getting them did drop 9%. Now, is it because doctors are writing less, or is it because 9% drop shows people didn't have healthcare access coverage, they lost their insurance, Obamacare was too expensive? So we are seeing that in some cases some drops, but they think that those who were filling their prescriptions were doing it more so. So it seemed to kind of balance out. They say nearly a half of the patients who took the painkillers for more than 30 days in the first year ended up taking them for 3 years or more. Half of them took the short-acting narcotics. All right, so what does that mean? Well, let's look at overdose deaths. We talked about overdose deaths, and we talked about how many thousands happen a year. And it's not because you guys are trying to get a high and you're like, oh, okay, I'm just going to take a bunch of these and be stupid. No, it's because you guys are mixing it in a deadly combination. Okay, I don't know the official word on what happened to Heath Ledger, but it didn't sound like it was too many. It sounded like a combination. Some Valium, some Ambien, some narcotic. And if that's the case, that means many of you are at risk of dying, like today. I mean, this is some serious stuff. Now, many of you think that the medicine is safe because the doctor prescribes it. If the doctor prescribes it, it's got to be okay. Now, I'll tell patients, look, I don't want you to mix the medicines. Oh, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. But they forget. So what I do now, and the pharmacists probably hate this, because when a doctor writes a prescription, yeah, it's supposed to be legible, I know. But when a doctor writes a prescription, you're not supposed to put a controlled substance with anything else. The controlled substance has to be on a prescription all by itself. I don't do that. I write the controlled substances together with big arrows saying, do not mix these two, so that the pharmacist reminds the patient on the prescription when they type it out, you cannot mix this. So when somebody wants a Valium and their Soma, or a Xanax and their Flexeril, so the benzodiazepine and the muscle relaxant, it says on the bottle, do not mix it with that other medicine, and it gets typed out. So, but I don't like writing it. And when I tell my patients, I don't write these, I don't like writing these, I don't write these, what? What kind of a doctor are you? I'm in pain. Okay, I understand you're in pain. I understand that. And I don't want people to go without. In fact, if somebody's addicted to Xanax or Valium or these benzodiazepines, you don't want to be the doctor that stops it abruptly either. They could have a seizure, a withdrawal seizure. So there's some art in getting people off of it. And my telling people, look, I'm just not writing anymore, that's not working. So what I try to do is write them a smaller dose, write them less, get them some help. Some people like that advice. The majority don't. They just go and find another doctor. Oh, Dr. Dahlia sucks. She took my money and she only gave me 30 pills of the Lortab 10 and told me to cut them in half. I could have gotten 120. That's a waste of money. Well, you know what? I don't like to write 120 pills. That scares me for you to have a bottle of 120 pills if you don't have an illness that really warrants you from doing that, from needing those. So my suggestion to you, and if you notice, I haven't even brought up alcohol. How many of you guys have some alcohol at dinner? Okay, and then it's bedtime. You completely forgot what you had at dinner, and the wine is still in your system, people, and then you pop your pills. Now, tramadol is an opiate agonist. It's a painkiller that many people use, and they go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, it's okay. I'm not on narcotics. I'm on tramadol. Well, tramadol is an opiate agonist, so it acts like a narcotic. But we're finding out today that it does also cause some devastating effects, such as a severe hypoglycemia, where you could lower your blood sugar very dangerously, and in some cases, these low blood sugar episodes could be fatal. Now, they're not saying you take a tramadol, you will actually have a drop in low blood sugar. However, they are finding kind of a relationship where people with severe hypoglycemia, many of them have taken tramadol, so they're looking into this. So, new research found a much higher risk of low blood sugar with tramadol. It's a very small risk, but the risk is still there. Fewer than one patient person for every 1,000. Now, a lot of us consider it kind of like a weak narcotic drug because it's not as potent as you would see Norco, Lortab, etc. I call it what it is, an opiate agonist, where it hits the opioid receptors, but it's not an opiate. See what I mean? So you kind of get the feeling of, I don't have pain. But I've also found a lot of patients have sexual side effects. They can't climax while on it. So it's not the most popular drug. A lot of my patients don't want it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ever ever need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy-carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family, too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the BPA coating in cans and plastic bottles have now been found to increase blood pressure. Now, This bisphosphonol A, BPA, has been in the news a lot, right? You could get your BPA on receipts, those real nice, smooth, shiny receipts. It could mess up some of your hormones, could put you at risk for diabetes, and now they're saying it could cause a 5 millimeter per mercury increase in systolic blood pressure if you drink 2 canned beverages a day. So, let's say you, even the most canned beverages increase your blood pressure, I guess. Unless maybe we're talking about like those little juices. Remember those little pineapple juices you would get? I wonder if those count. I don't know. So if your blood pressure is 140, it could jump up to 145. That could be huge. According to study author Dr. Yoon Chul-hung at Seoul National University College of Medicine in South Korea, a 20 millimeter increase in systolic millimeter mercury increase in systolic blood pressure doubles the risk of cardiovascular disease. So for BPA to increase you a quarter of that, that's some pretty scary stuff. Now, BPA, it's not a government agency. That's the EPA. BPA is a chemical that is used to harden plastic. And it's been used for the last 40 years. It's in plastic bottles, cans, medical devices, dental sealants, compact discs, etc. You could also get it from air, water. You could get BPA almost anywhere, they say. So what they did is they took 60 people over the age of 60. They were selected for the follow-up. They were asked to visit the medical center 3 times within a gap of a month. They were given soy milk to drink, which was stored in containers made up of different materials. They were given milk either in glass bottles, cans, or a can in a glass bottle. Then they looked at the urine samples to analyze the amounts of BPA, and it showed that soy milk in the cans contained much higher BPA than soy milk in the glass bottles. The BPA concentration rose up 1,600% in the case of the soy milk from the can. I don't drink soy milk, so I'm in the clear. Participants were asked not to eat anything after 2 hours in the trial. The reason why they picked soy milk is because it doesn't have any ingredient which could increase your blood pressure on its own. Now, some people are like, wait, this study isn't like a big study. But I think we know that there's chemicals and crap in the stuff that we use and eat from. So they say one of the best things we could do is eat our food fresh or maybe use glass bottles. I know some of you are like, well, Coca-Cola tastes best in the glass bottle. It does, doesn't it? I love the Mexican Coca-Cola. That uses real sugar. It's tasty, but we're not supposed to be drinking Coca-Cola to begin with. So I guess glass is probably better. I've also been not microwaving things in their plastic. If there's a frozen food that I'm eating because I'm being so health conscious, I am taking the frozen food out of the plastic container so I'm not getting some of the plastic parts because heat and plastic, I think, is a bad combination. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so Jonathan Gruber got one hell of a butt-chewing today. Now, he was the health economist who apparently was integral in designing Obamacare. And he was the one that made multiple comments on the stupidity of the American voter. He had said that he apologized today, and he described it as, quote, glib, thoughtless, and sometimes downright insulting comments. He says, I am not a political advisor nor a politician. Okay? He's a professor at MIT. He was paid to be a consultant to the Obama administration in 2009 and 2010. He, however, minimized his role. He had said something to the effect that he got a very small portion of the pay, small amount, right? And he said he used an economic micro-stimulation model to help the administration and Democrats in Congress assess the impact of policies in the Affordable Care Act. Am I the only one kind of shocked by all the work and all the, it sounds like months and months of research or years of research went into the Affordable Health Care Act, and it was like passed over one weekend, right? Written even quicker than that. I'm kind of shocked, okay? I don't know when he had time to devise an economic microsimulation model and then apply it. Anyway, he later defined the law in a number of speeches, and one, he said the law had been adopted thanks in part to the stupidity of voters and a lack of transparency about its financing. So he testified today before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, and he says, I behaved badly, and I will have to live with that, but my own inexcusable arrogance is not a flaw in the Affordable Health Care Act. The Affordable Health Care Act is a milestone accomplishment for our nation that already has provided millions of Americans with health insurance. As we're going to talk about in the next hour, we're finding that although a lot of doctors technically take Medicaid, people are not getting in to Medicaid doctors. And we're hearing of a report that 50% of Medicaid doctors are not readily available. And we're going to talk about that in the next hour. Now, a senior Democrat on the committee, Representative Elijah Cummings, also joined in the criticism. He said that the professor's comments were absolutely stupid, incredibly disrespectful. And he also said that his statements gave Republicans a political gift in the relentless campaign to tear down the Affordable Health Care Act. Now, some of you are like, what's the big deal? You know, I mean, so he said American voters are stupid, etc. You know, why does that really have to bring down the Affordable Health Care Act? Well, because it cements what we thought. We thought that the Affordable Health Care Act was very well crafted. We didn't think that. But something of that magnitude should be very well crafted, should have a lot of thought, and should not have any fraudulent undertones of, well, we need to fool people or we need to get it, et cetera. So when somebody makes a comment that the people they are representing or helping are stupid or that the voter is stupid, it just, I don't want to say raises red flags, but it supports the red flags that were already there. Okay, I'm a doctor. As apolitical as I would like to be, okay, when it comes to my patients, my political stance is I am pro my patients, whether it's Republican, Democrat, whatever. And back in 2009, I left it up to my voters. And I said, look, if Obamacare is going to help you, I'll shut up. Because my goal is to make sure that my listeners and my patients get health care. And we all know about the flaws that happened. But when we hear that even during the process, there was the talk of, okay, they're not even going to notice. All right, yeah, this isn't going to work. This is just, you know, just push this through. All right, that scares the hell out of us. Because what happened is some half-assed piece of legislation has now left millions scouring for health care and people worried that their high deductibles and their lack of access to health care is going to be their medical end. This is some frightening, frightening stuff. We're seeing doctors close their shop. I have patients furious at me because their insurance company isn't paying. So they're like, I'm not going to come in and do blood work. I understand that. I understand your insurance isn't paying. You have high deductible. But, you know, don't let government dictate your health. So 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.